USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DarkSide, the hacking group linked to the attack on a U.S. pipeline, has said it is shutting down. That's according to cybersecurity firm FireEye. The group did receive $5 million in Bitcoin from Colonial Pipeline, which says they are expanding fuel deliveries along the East Coast today after being shut down due to that cyber attack. States across the United States are lifting coronavirus mask mandates following new guidance from the CDC. The new guidelines announced on Thursday say anyone who is fully vaccinated no longer needs to wear a mask, with some exceptions. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells NBC's Today Show local mask rules may still be in effect.
This country is not uniform. There are places in this country that still have higher rates of disease. There are places in this country that still have lower rates of vaccination.
USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Efforts to encourage a de-escalation of violence between Israel and the Palestinians are ongoing, so says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during her daily briefing.
As the President conveyed in his statement, Israel has the right to self-defense. Our focus remains on continuing to use every lever at our disposal to de-escalate the situation on the ground.
Psaki blaming Hamas and calling it a terrorist organization. New York's Elise Stefanik is the new chair of the House Republican Conference.
I have prioritized listening to all members of our Republican Conference, and my focus is on unity because that's what the American people and that's what our voters deserve.
House Republicans selecting Stefanik in a closed-door meeting. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy came out of the meeting with Stefanik and slammed Democrats, citing gas lines and inflation. Stefanik replaces Wyoming's Liz Cheney. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of the top stories of the day, with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announcing that they're easing the guidance on mask wearing indoors for people that have been vaccinated, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is saying that children under the age of 12 should still wear masks indoors. And when it comes to relaxing mask restrictions for adults, Dr. Scott Gottlieb is the former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. He tells CNBC,
"We're at a point right now where prevalence is declining. I think the worst you could say about the action that the CDC took is, well, maybe they could have waited another week. But there's a lot of people saying they should have done this a week ago as well. So that's the challenge of governing. You have to make a decision. The CDC had to draw a line in the sand. I think inevitably we were going to be relaxing these mask guidelines at some point over the month of May, given the fact that prevalence levels are declining. The percent of the population that's still vulnerable to COVID, meaning that they face a significant risk of a bad outcome from COVID, has declined substantially because we've vaccinate the most vulnerable Americans. At some point, we're going to have to move past coronavirus and start living normally again. And, you know, we're at that point right now. We're right at the cusp of being able to take masks off and start re-engaging."
Former Major League Baseball star Alex Rodriguez is set to become an NBA owner. On Friday, the Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx announced Glenn Taylor has reached an agreement with Rodriguez and tech mogul Mark Lohr on the sale and future ownership of the teams. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.